Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Hope you're enjoying your week so far. If you're not, we're on the downward slide toward the weekend. Remember the old song, everybody's working for the weekend? Of course, now none of us have normal schedules, right? Do you know that listening to us potentially across America and elsewhere, they say 30 million people. I mean, there's a pool of 30 million people who are up, many of them working, doing all kinds of things, just like our friends in the Toyota plant in Georgetown, Kentucky. And my pal Trey and the rest of the gang who are out there on horse farms in Kentucky. And I even had a couple of guys who own a business in Illinois tell me they do the reverse. They work better at night. So they crunch the numbers and do everything they have to do in the nighttime hours. But whatever you do, whether you're an insomniac, you're working, you just like the show, you're hanging out, welcome to another version of ATN. We're going to take you around the country and find out what's the big buzz from kind of state to state or area to area. A lot of it has to do with the floods and the tornado aftermath and, of course, the economic woes that so many people are facing. And the government can't get it straight with this whole deficit thing. And that's a story that just goes on and on and on. Pick a politician. And I could just throw out a quote. And we could rearrange it a little bit. And it's pretty much what you'll hear day after day since this is going to get pushed, that whole debt ceiling and lifting it, increasing it, gets pushed really to July at the latest, August. So here we are really dipping our toe in a little bit more into May, do the math, and this we're just going to keep hearing that same thing, the economic meltdown and what's going to happen as we go back and forth over the debt ceiling. So that's boring. And I say it's boring because why haven't we dealt with this? Why haven't they already dealt with it? It stopped the rhetoric. Just get down to the business of figuring out what's going on. If any of us ran businesses this way, we'd go belly up. Belly up. Isn't that why the midterm elections went in a different direction? Where are we going to be at the end of the year? That's what I want to know. What is this going to look like? When we go back and we talk about all the big stories and all the things that happen, what's this going to look like? I mean, you know, Man of the Year. Who do you think Man of the Year is going to be on Time Magazine? We're almost halfway through this year. I don't even want to go there because I have a sinking feeling it's going to be somebody who was just recently killed. Because remember, it's a different definition of what you think the Man of the Year might be. For goodness sake, a couple years ago, they gave it to Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, who to me, whenever he testifies, whether he's talking about inflation or what it's looking like as far as forecasting what's going to be moved up with the interest rates, it never seems to make sense. Then he'll come back months later and say some excuse of why something happened and it didn't particularly play out that way. He doesn't necessarily cop to it, but the Federal Reserve to me is just one big bad boys club where you get to hang out and count the money. So I think they do. I think they have monopoly money that's just sitting there in piles. Let's see. What do we want to do with this? We got this economy in our hands. What are we manipulating here? Let's print some more money. Now, when you say that, it's always denied. Because I've tried to do the interviews. I've tried to get the interviews. But all of that's always denied, that that's not true, that they know down to the penny what's being printed. And then I make a little stop at the Philadelphia Mint. We have several mints around the country. It's actually kind of a weird thing to do when you go and tour a mint because you see all that money coming out and you just look at it and it is like Monopoly money. And I just said to myself, I don't really think they know how much is going where. I'm not believing it. I don't think they know. So 2012, there's another election, and it's the big one. Always the presidential election really gets the most conversation. The president's approval rating, up to 60%. That's a big, juicy number, according to one of the latest polls. And a lot of that, of course, has to do with the killing of bin Laden. So more Republicans are coming out of the bushes to say that they're going to run against this incumbent president. And Newt Gingrich hasn't been shy about expressing his want to be president. And finally, it becomes official. Take a listen to this little Newt clip.
I'm Newt Gingrich, and I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States because I believe we can return America to hope and opportunity, to full employment, to real security, to an American energy program, to a balanced budget.
All right, balanced budget. See, we go back to the budget deficit on track this year to exceed $1 trillion, and we're way beyond that $14 trillion crazy, crazy, crazy number. So Newt Gingrich wants it, but what kind of a chance does he have to get it? And it really is 12 Republicans now expressing interest. Not all of them officially declaring, but 12 saying they're interested in the presidency. Who is it that has the real chance of beating Barack Obama? I've looked at a couple of different polls on purpose. I just culled as many websites as I could today. And there were questions about Newt Gingrich versus, because that's what always happens when someone announces, Donald Trump or Sarah Palin or who might run versus Barack Obama, how would they do? And in one of the polls I saw, they had Barack Obama, the people that had taken the poll just straight up, Newt Gingrich versus the current president, Barack Obama, who would you vote for? 74% went for the current president. And this was an in-between website that did the poll. In other words, kind of a moderate website, not Democratic, not conservative. I think it's going to be an uphill battle. Unless something different happens that we're not aware of right now. And it is going to focus, a lot of it's going to focus on the economy and the budgets and balancing budgets and where are we headed with jobs and, you know, what's the future going to look like with Social Security or Medicare, Medicaid, all that kind of stuff I think plays into it. But it is very tough. Look at the last 2 years, Bush and Clinton. If you listen to some of the ads when Clinton was running the second time, you would think, eh, I don't know. Clinton, there's a good chance. Maybe this doesn't happen. Poof. That happened. In the second time around for Bush, some people actually thought that, and it happened. So in the case of Obama, especially the bin Laden factor, do you think his people are sweating his re-election? Ooh, I'd love to be a fly on the wall and hear that conversation. 800-259-5791. That's my number. Wear it out. See you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey.
Coming up, justice served or not. You be the judge. First, though, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, let's go out to Dale, our friend in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. How are you tonight?
I'm fantastic. How about you?
Well, I'm great. I wanted to comment about President Obama and killing bin Laden. You know, as president, you get credit, and he should. And when things go wrong, he gets the credit. So kudos to him for doing what he did.
Right.
I think as far as his approval ratings, he doesn't have any clear opponent yet. Newt Gingrich got in today. I don't think the president would do very well if he had to have a debate with Newt Gingrich. I think he'd clean his clock pretty good. He's very good off the cuff.
You know what I was going to say? I will give him credit for that, absolutely. His profile as far as that kind of stuff has been great when he's been on all kinds of shows and whatnot. He is very good on the fly. You're right.
I don't know how he'll – well, make a long story short, it's just too early to pump his – you know, to take
know.
A lot of heart in what the ratings are. I wanted to comment on two other things. I don't know how we'll ever get it straight in Illinois, Kate. We're $3.8 billion in the hole. Now we're going to cut payments to providers for Medicaid. We've raised our taxes 60%. And not one word of tort reform or changing the rules on public unions. So... I don't know where we're going with this. I just don't see what we're going to do in this state. I guess we'll just go along with this huge debt as far as the eye can see. Again, we're just going to kick the can down the road.
And how awful is that? Because that's not acceptable. That's how you get into these problems in the first place.
Right. Yeah. One other issue, and maybe you can clear it up for me. Boeing Company wants to go to, I believe, South Carolina, build a plant, and the National Labor Relations Board is going to try to prevent that. Is that? Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah, you are, because of the debate over the unions, and it seems ridiculous, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, is the government going to force every major employer to have a union?
Yeah, that's wrong. I agree. I get your point. Yeah, that's the people are upset. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they allow them to go to South Carolina, build a plant, employ, I think it's 3,800 people. There's no preventing those people from organizing at a later time.
Right, sure. That's happened in a lot of businesses.
Well, I don't know.
It seems ridiculous. It seems ridiculous. I agree. It's just, you know what? It doesn't even take much, does it, Dale, to have common sense. Why, on our worst nights, do you and I have more common sense than the people who are running the country? What does that say?
Well, if they're looking to me, they're in big trouble. But, it appears to me that these things I know are difficult. But, you know, Kate, you said it thousands of times. You can't spend more money than you take in.
No.
There's a price to be paid for that.
And we're paying it.
And we're paying for it at the kazoo.
Yep. And that's the problem. And the sad thing is it does trickle down to the people who can afford it the least. That's what happens.
Well, these businesses are not, some of these businesses don't want to expand.
No.
They don't know what their taxes are going to be.
No.
They don't know what the work rules are going to be.
Right.
They don't know whether they're going to have to really buy this insurance for the employees or not. If that is, you know, if that's going to be tested in the courts, I assume. So things are kind of up in the air.
It's absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to sit back and just watch it all go to hell.
Get a good book, because okay. You might need a good book to entertain yourself as well. Thanks, Dale.
Bye.
That's a good idea. I'm just going to sit. I'm going to sit on the porch with Dale in the rocking chair and just watch it all pass me by. You know, that's the problem. I look around. I see my own friends struggling. People who killed themselves to get through school. Many of you call in and tell us your stories, and you just wonder who's got all the money, and why are the people with the least amount of money getting the screws turned to them on them? It seems like the last couple of years. This path that we're taking, I just don't understand. It's like you think of they call them grunts, but you think of the grunts on the front line, who I value more than you can ever know. My grandfather was a grunt. The guys, meaning the guys who are doing the work, the guys that are taking the slacking, the guys that are missing limbs, the guys that are in the tanks, the guys that are on the front lines, and they get deployed again and again and again and again and again and do it and do it and do it. And then they come back to a mess. Not all of them, but a lot of them, a mess in the sense that their family life is all over the map. They have to try to get their head together. But while they're getting their head together, their check is kind of screwed up and they can't find a job. And now you have, and we've had people on recently about this, you have people that serve in the military who are afraid because of the publicity over the suicides and all the problems to put their military service on the resume, even if they're super proud of it, because they are stuck. They can't find jobs, and they think that might be one of the reasons why. And the kind of stuff that's happening there makes no sense. How can you not wrap your arms around these veterans as much as possible and try to help them? In whatever way, just making sure that what they need is there, and then it's up to them if they take it, but making it an easy path. I picture it's almost like when you go to an organized event or a new company that's very organized. And you know when you can tell the difference? It's like when you, some people hate it because then it's often tagged as too corporate. But sometimes you go in, it's just smooth sailing. Boy, there is someone in HR, here's your paperwork, here's your insurance, here's everything you need to know. Boom, here's your packet. And you get it, and you start working, everything's smooth, you're not worried about stuff, it's great. Why is it that the people who are serving come back and it's cockamamie? They're on the phone, they can't get through. I mean, I know I've talked about this before, but I've gone down to several of the veterans' organizations. I've gone down to the VA hospitals, and I see it. I see younger and older and in between. And frustration, not frustration because they're dealing with some illness or they're not that. It's because of the crazy red tape they're trying to cut through. I'm not kidding you. The friend that was a vet was with him waiting, had to get medicine, just regular medicine, waiting to get the medicine. 2 hours. 2 hours at a pharmacy. Are you kidding? The rest of us are going through drive-through pharmacies. I don't get it. And when he's talking about Dale is saying, I'm just going to watch it all go by. And a lot of people are saying the same things because the same thing that Dale's saying. They see the gas prices, it spikes up, and then, it goes back down, and people forget about it. Spikes up, and then it goes back down. The tax situation with so many people, the tax is doubling in cities and especially in a lot of cities because they don't have the money, so they're struggling, so they throw it back on the homeowners, and they get their mortgage. The mortgage payment shoots up $200 a month. Then you talk about the foreclosure. I mean, I could go on and on with a sad, whiny story, but it's the truth of where we're at. That's why I say we need the levity. We need the sports. We need the comedy. We need the other stuff. Or we would just give up. We'd want to give up. We'd be so bloody depressed. Coming up, we can count.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Of We Can Count. It's all about the numbers, baby. We see them all day long, especially if you work in a bank or you're an accountant. Speaking of accountants, they say the top 400 taxpayers reported a 21.5% income drop in 08. And so what does that mean? The U.S. households reporting altogether, the 400 highest, a total of $108.2 billion to be exact. That's where you get that 21.5% number. But what's interesting there is that number would absolutely reflect the recession on the wealthiest taxpayers who earned an average of $27.5 million in 2008. Because remember what happened in the fall, banks too big to fail and all of that. So the Democrats keep talking about the top 1%, the top 1%. And recent polls are showing that public support for raising the taxes of the top earners is this. The McClatchy-Maris poll showed that 64% of the people who were asked favored raising taxes for people who had an income of over $250,000, with 33% opposed. It's almost a ridiculous poll, though, if you think about it, because what are you going to say if you're really struggling and down and out? What do you think those people are going to say? Absolutely, tax them. I still say, and we'll get into this and do it in depth on this show, We need something different. We need a fair tax, a flat tax, something completely different. We have had people on in the past talk about both options, and we need something different. This is the problem. The tax codes and this tax system are completely convoluted, completely. All right, speaking of money and things that are convoluted, how about Steve Forbes making the big statement today that wouldn't this be interesting if this happened, saying that the gold standard would return in 5 years because he's saying that to correct the fiscal and ridiculous monetary imbalances, that's what you have to do. Under the gold standard, which the dollar is, the gold standard, which is under which the dollar is pegged to gold instead of other currencies, as it is now, was dropped by Richard Nixon in the 70s. So he thinks in a short amount of time, that would, if that happens, it would stabilize the dollar by discouraging fiscal spending and preventing the Federal Reserve, those bad guys I talked about earlier, from printing, oh yes, all of that money. Why do you think something is wrong with the dollar? So he's saying, look, the dollar would be stronger if the gold standard were in place. And look for that to happen, he's saying, Forbes is saying, probably in 5 years. All right, sad story here on We Can Count. Two earthquakes hitting southern Spain on Wednesday. Buildings and cracked highways and cars and tunnels killed at least 10 people. They say the earthquake had a preliminary magnitude of 4.4 and 5.2. And Lorca, which is a town of about 91,000, it was seems to be hit the hardest. Yeah, how sad is this? You know, you hear these kind of stories. It's a very big area where you have one woman who died when the building collapsed. It was a new three-story building. It collapses around her. The silver lining in that story is her child was rescued alive. So there were people that were killed that didn't know it was coming. There were also some people killed, including a teenager who was walking his dog. He was hit by falling building parts. I mean, that's always the thing. If it's the ground shaking and it's a pretty big magnitude quake, enough so that it's toppling buildings, yeah, that's scary stuff. And they were pretty strong in a lot of the villages, people, so they could feel it. So there are close to 300 people in hospitals in Lorca, which were evacuated by ambulance. And you know, they're worried about the tremors. They're worried about the buildings. And you know, there was a large church bell that just became rubble instantly. And there were children that used to be there that were there right before that happened. Luckily, they were gone. Because if you start to have the stone and the brick and all that stuff starts to fall, and that's when the disaster strikes. It's just at the wrong time when the kids happen to be out there. And luckily, in the case of the school, the kids had pretty much just left. Ooh, that is more than a blessing in disguise. It might be me. Is it me, or do you think we're hearing about more earthquakes? How many times have we mentioned earthquakes on the show? A lot. In the last 6 months, I'd say a lot. And all different regions. If we went back and talked about 2 years worth of earthquakes, yeah, we're talking about, you know, pick a place and I'll tell you if there was an earthquake there or not. Way too many earthquakes. Way too many. If you're a coffee drinker, which you know I am, I'm always searching for the good cup of coffee. My favorite, I haven't said this in a long time, but because I'm going back east, I'm going to get some Wawa coffee. For those of you who live in the southeast and live in other places listening to the show, I bet you have your favorite. Maybe Dunkin' Donuts. A lot of people like Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I like their coffee, too. But Wawa, check it out, is this place. And I'm sorry if you've heard the story before. I know I haven't told in a long time. you go in, it's a convenience store, and you go in, and they just have rows of burners, and they have all kinds of stuff in the store, but they have rows of burners, and they change out that coffee pretty regularly, boom, you know, every half hour or so, I think, and any kind of flavor you could imagine. And so I understand the people with Starbucks, because I don't get the Starbucks coffee thing, but I understand when they like it, they go in, it's their fix. So here's the scoop on We Can Count. Why am I going into the launching of this coffee thing? Now they're saying that women who drink 5 cups or more of coffee a day have a lower risk for a particular type of breast cancer. So it could reduce the risk of it. This is a new study. I love when they come out with these studies. So, I mean, hey, this is a respected institute in Sweden who did it. They say that people who drink 5 or more are 57% less likely to develop estrogen receptor negative, that's what they call it, breast cancer, than women who drink less than a cup of coffee a day. And there's probably somebody out there listening who could tell us the opposite. That's the problem with all that. They got the information from 2,800 women with breast cancer and 3,000 women without breast cancer who were between the ages of 50 and 74 and lived in Sweden. That was their test cases, and they adjusted factors like coffee, besides coffee intake, you know, when they did, all that sort of stuff to come up with the results from the study. 5 cups of coffee. I don't know if I could do 5 cups of coffee. I like coffee, but 5. Ooh. Maybe in the wintertime, if I was busy trying to get the caffeine kind of thing going, yeah, maybe then. But otherwise, I don't know that I could just brew all that coffee and think that I was going to kill it all. You know, I was going to be able to kill a giant pot by myself. I'm thinking probably not. All right, sometimes we talk tech here. And lately, I have gotten a couple of technical things. One, because I have a book coming out, so I have a thing called Dragonfly. For any of you who know software, I had a tutorial on that earlier in the day. And Dragonfly, check this out. Dragonfly is one of these things where you talk and it prints. So kids do it for term papers, and people of companies do it for different things where it's almost like having someone taking dictation for you, but you're just saying it out loud into the Bluetooth and it comes out. Well, here's another cool piece of technology. The Google Chromebook, they're saying you could lease it. So if you don't have the coin right now to buy a new laptop, Google announced that this Chromebook, which has it's cloud-centric, it has built-in Wi-Fi, that's big, automatic updates and scanning and all that stuff. If it's available to students for $20 a month, and if you're a business person, $28 a month, that can be a good deal if you need to, just if you need to have a laptop. If you don't want to rent them, you can buy them. They start at $349. You can bet that's the basement price, though, that wouldn't include half the things that you need. So they unveiled it, if you will, in San Francisco. And they pretty much are dominated the headlines when they unveiled it. And you've got the subscriber or the subscription. You get a Chromebook, a web-based management console, 24/7 Google support. That's big. If the support is good, that's big. You know how it is when you can't figure something out? Well, I said I was in a tutorial. It's the worst. And just for some reason, we have this propensity. It's like elevator buttons. We just keep hitting the keyboard, and we wonder why it doesn't work.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
A quick reminder to everybody listening to America tonight, if you have a story to share, a brush with fame, make sure you do that because we'll enter your name into our drawing for the leather USA coat, courtesy of the Evel Knievel people. Evel Knievel's new book is out. It's actually, I've been reading some of it. It's actually pretty interesting. It's a good diversion. Probably like a lot of you, that's what I do. I read all kinds of different things. Whether it's just grabbing quick things, magazine articles that I see that aren't too dated, or a bio. Like, I like bios of people. I don't know why, but I've always, even when I was a kid, I liked bio. I like to absorb that info and different people that I'm kind of fascinated by. So there's a chance. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, we just did We Can Count, and things are about numbers. And I do break down things into numbers, like I'm sure all of you do. If you had to make a guess at how many books you read in a year, how many books do you think you read in a year? And I broke it down from last year into how many bios I read. And I read 25 bios. That's a whole year, though. 25 different bios. If I won the lottery, I think I'd find a beach and I'd just read a bunch of bios, swim, drink a few cold ones, go throw a line out now and then, and maybe slam a couple of golf balls on a few of the courses. But that's what I would do. I'd probably just chill and read. Yeah, I love that feeling, getting lost in the book. Anyway, it was not to tell you about that. It was to tell you, if you have a brush with fame, make sure you share it with me. You can do that by going to the website, americatonight.net, hitting the email, sending it that way. Or you can share it by giving us a call on the show, 800-259-5791. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hello, hey. Kate, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Well, you got a silent click there tonight. I'm doing well, actually, tonight. So, do you believe we actually have snow today? Can you believe that?
Are you kidding? Just a dusting or something?
Yeah, you know. You still, it's just like, we don't have spring here. It really sucks. The only thing I don't like about, you know, the Mountain West area is that it's, you know, we never have spring. It's like it goes straight from winter to summer, you know? But anyway, though, hey, you know, there's other good things. By peaceful life living here, you know. So anyway, hey, you know, you were talking a little bit last hour before Harry came on about, you know, Bin Laden and his diary. And,
yeah.
You know, one thing is, when one of those guys dies, you never get the true story of why, what was going down and why. You know, if there were reasons. Now, there is no way in the world, you know, you can justify whatever political slash, religious affiliate you have that can justify sending airplanes into skyscrapers and attacking somebody like that, you know?
Right.
But, you know, the it's kind of like when Saddam died was hung, you know? It was just kind of like, we're not going to learn about all the nasty little dirty stuff that Papa Bush was doing behind people, you know, that Americans don't know about, you know, and so, you know, I like you. It's like you want to read a diary, but you want to get the full understanding of why that person was acting the way that they did, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we've talked a little bit about it before, you know, that, you know, I only know what goes on in Saudi Arabia a little bit. I've never been there. You know, but we had some really good friends that, when I was high school in Japan, you know, they came over from Saudi Arabia. They were reassigned to where we were at. And, you know, the lady was, you know, Hike was her name. She was telling us about how, you know, they had to live on a compound, and whenever they left the compound, you know, they had to be dressed up with the burqa, et cetera, and they had to follow all the customs and, you know, of Islamic law that was
sure.
instituted by Saudi, you know, the kingdom. And, you know, and then unfortunately, you also have the issue of the king of Saudi Arabia, how he keeps all of his wealth. He hardly passes any of it on to his subjects, if you want to call him that. I mean, you could almost call them slaves, I guess. I mean, I'm sure there's quite a few wealthy people that are part of it that are in Saudi Arabia. Not everybody there is a slave or, you know, treated that way. But there's a lot of people and there's a lot of unrest going on in that country. And not only when he invited American soldiers in to Saudi Arabia so we could, you know, do what we did in the first Gulf War with Iraq and got them out of Kuwait, you know, it was also to help stabilize his government, you know, because there was a lot of resistance going on in, you know, not what we see right now going on in, you know, Libya, et cetera, or Egypt, Tunisia. But, you know, and then, of course, Papa Bush, he didn't have any problem putting these troops in Saudi Arabia. He's a former CIA director, and he loves those little covert operations, and let's just put these guys in there, and, you know, and we'll protect, and it's important to keep Saudi Arabia, of course, we, without having any turmoil, because if they did, just imagine what would happen to the oil prices, you know.
Yeah, we'd be stuck. We'd be paying through the nose, yeah.
And then, of course, it upset a lot of people in Saudi Arabia that were leaning towards the, what you would call the, you know, the right of Islam, and one of them was Osama bin Laden. You know, he completely was ticked about it. He was finally thrown out of the kingdom because of his protest to the king doing what he did. You know, and then the rest of it, you know the rest of the story pretty much. You know, he decided to, that America needed to wage war against America because we invaded their holy land. And now a lot of it comes back to, well, you know, the king invited us in, so it was okay. That's what our federal government will tell you to do. Tell you the way they looked at it. But at the same time, you know, you got to respect other people's religious beliefs, you know. And so I'm not trying to justify at all. I don't want you to get listeners get the wrong idea that I'm trying to say, hey, what bin Laden was doing was right. I'm just trying to say that, you know, that was going on there, and that was the root of why he turned against the United States. You know, and the same thing we could go over, we probably don't have time right now, to go over what was happening with Saddam. The fact that we were sending him money, we were sending him, weapons of mass destruction, gas, et cetera. I think we knew he had them. And then he turned around after, just so he could fight our dirty little war against Iran. And then he turned around after the war over with Iran and started using the stuff on his own people.
Yeah.
And that's when our government said, hey, we got to get rid of this guy. He can't be using the stuff that we gave him on his own people. But, you know, there's just, you know what I'm saying, with history along and people start to get things that they don't understand, you know, exactly why, and, you know, things happen the way they did. And I just always like for the truth to understand that. Well, it's just all of a sudden some psycho out of decided to start up in America or attacking Americans. And, you know, but there was a route that he was doing what he was doing. Whether you right, I don't think you attack innocent people, you know, but at the same time, you know, there's reasons why things happen. You know, it's the worst thing we can dictate, and I hope you would have thought the world would have learned their lesson with Hitler about this. You can't just pass somebody off as a lunatic and just say, oh, they're just crazy, you know. You gotta get into their mind and understand why they're doing the things that they're doing.
Right, because it may prevent something else. Who knows? And exactly. You can see signs of other things. You learn something from it. That's absolutely right. And that's why they're pouring through, for other reasons too, but that's why they're pouring through all that information. What can they learn about bin Laden that we didn't know?
Yeah. And, you know, and he believed that he didn't care. You know, he was on a jihad, and most of the extremists that devote their life to that, they don't care if they die. They believe they're going to be a martyr, or they're going to get their virgins, and et cetera. And, you know, and so they're willing right away to give away his life. He probably was surprised as heck at 1:45 in the morning to have Navy SEALs dropping in on his compound, but at the same time, he wasn't going to go out. He wasn't going to get captured. He wasn't going to go out, you know, dying. And that's what he chose to do. Gotta let you go, hon. Thank you.
All right, Don. Be careful out there. I'm going to leave you with this one from Tom Jefferson. A Bill of Rights is what the people are entitled to against every government and what no just government should refuse or rest on inference.